Okay, today's daf is Mi'ila Daf Ches, and we are on Daf Ches, the new parak. Just one ha'ara at the last line of the last parak, and then we'll start the new parak of Parak Chatas Ha'of. We mentioned at the end of the daf yesterday, the diuk that the Mishnah, that the Gemara made from the Mishnah, that if there is no Mi'ila, maybe that means that there is an Isser. There are chilukim between Isurei Mi'ila that are full with the punishment of Karen Chomesh and Asham versus just being Asus. The Gemara had Ukimta that why should there be an Isser of Me'ila when it comes to Kachi Kalim after the Zrika is the Mamun Bailam. So the Gemara said, oh, maybe it's like Rabbi Kiva who holds that Zrika is Moel for Yotze. So just look in the Rashi, or the Mefarish on the bottom line says, the Zrika affects the Karban, She'eno Nisraf La'alter. Ela Achu to Ubar Tsuraso. The Zrika has an effect that even though it was Yotzei, it is kosher a little bit, meaning it's not totally a nifsal, so that you have to wait until the next day in order to burn it. And Rav Yashiv in his Ha'aris here, in the last comment of the first parak, just says that's a big chiddush. Because usually we know the Gemara tells us in Psachim Daflam Adalid, there are two types of psulim in a karban. There's a psul haguf. If there's a psul haguf, there's an inherent problem with the karban itself, you can burn it right away. Because that's called a problematic carbon inherently, and it gets burned. If there's a problem with the dam or with the bilim, then we have what's called tu'ubar tsuraso, literally make its form become incomplete or stained, meaning for sure make it into an inherent problem, meaning let it stay over for a day, and then v'yetz lebeis asreifa. Where the hechad akarben pasolo nitma tuma vadoyis ein sarach ibar tsura. Rak hechad akarben kasher v'ikapsul b'bailim asarach ibar tsura. So Rashi here says that the Zrika helps, that you don't have to burn it right away. V'hu chiddush. Da'af di'ikap psul b'karben. There's a psul yotze. Psul yotze isn't just something technical or external. Right? You might say that's already psul aguf. So, but somehow the Zrika helps for Yotze to require an Ibar Tsura. That's what Rashi called, rather, Rav Yashav calls it Rashi, not the Mefarish, just to note. Tosfos argues, he notes, and says, Vesvili dapi Yotze, Ika dinli seraf miyad, even by Yotze, one would burn it right away. This Rika just helps to be koveid for pikel no sevatame, not regarding a delayed Srefa. That's what he, Tosfos says, in the bottom line. Pirish and Achinami says, Tosfos, the Sura Ika, the Mayi bebasar she Yotze. He quotes it. Okay, the question of the Gersos here. So he quotes that, and then in the continuation, he assumes that Tosfos argues on Rashi v'nira lafarish at the end. Tachinami kamer kamer Rabbi Kiva zrika moelis liose klomer li nidvarm hamurim b'mishnah like vui pigel. Avo mikom makom l'sreifa azil miyad. Right, so Tosfos says in the last few lines in the parak. Okay, so now let us move on to the next parak, second parak here in parak in Maseches Me'ila. Chatas Ha'of. So interestingly, Tosfos points out that Me'ila started off by talking about the problematic cases of Me'ila, and now we're going to talk about the normal cases that we acted properly, and then the question is when is Me'ila and when is not Me'ila, right? That's the first Tosfos in the parak. Chatas Ha'of. Ad hashta, ayri b'din psulei kachim, masa yimalu behem, by a psul kodesh, when is it the one year moel? Which is unusual, right? Why the mesechta would start off that way. Remember the first mishnah in the mesechta. Kachi kachim, sheshachtan badarom, if you did something wrong. Maybe because the whole idea of me'ila is that you're doing something wrong. So it's alluding to that idea, but it is unusual that we start off, again, every various mesechtas, one has to ask that question by, sometimes it seems that we could start off with something else, and it picks a different focus than I might not have thought. Right, we've discussed in the past Maseches Sukkah, for example. Right, the Mishnah at the end of the second parak talks about the mitzvah of Sukkah, and this is what you have to do. You sit in the Sukkah, you make Diras Arai, Diras Keva. But instead, we have a focus purely on the Chefsa Shal Mitzvah for many, many Mishnayos. And only then, later on, do we get to the mitzvah of Yeshiva Basukkah, which is the main crux of what we thought that one would be talking about. And there are many other unusual starting points in various mesechtas. This is one of them, right? The parak starts off, the mesechta starts off with Sulei Hamukdashim. Tosfos points that out, and then it gets into Ksherim, and that is what we have here in our case. So, Chatas Ha'of. We know there are differences between a chata sa'of and an ola sa'of, right? So the first Mishnah here talks about chata sa'of. Tomorrow's daf talks about ola sa'of, the different ideas. So chata sa'of, as we know, the Mishnah says in Zvachim, ein l'mizbeach el adama. Chata sa'of, I sprinkle, I do zrika of the dam, I sprinkle the dam, then I do mitzah, which is I push the neck of the animal next to the mizbeach, and I squeeze out the leftover dam, and then it goes to the Kohanim, right? Ein l'mizbeach el adama, kachi kachim. While by olas ha'of is burned l'mizbeach, like every carbon ola. There is a difference between the two, as we will see, by the Shabbat in a couple of minutes. But chadas ha'of, so what about the halachas of mi'ilah by chadas ha'of? Mo'al and bami shehukdasha. The second that I say something, it is hukdash, and there's mi'ilah. I say this bird is going to be a carbon, right? Rashi says here, Bafari says, bipeh, mishukdasha bipeh, afilu imnehne mimena mechayim. Right? Even if I get benefit from it while it's alive, right? When I makdash it, it gets kdushas haguf. And then Rashi adds, what kind of benefit would you violate mi'ila? Kugon shemachra dahutsia lechulin. If you sell it, if I sell this bird that I designated to be a carbon, the Mefari says that it's Yatza Lechulin, and that is a violation of Me'ilah. The Achronim wonder, you know, where does Rashi get that from? If you look at the Rambam talks about it. If I sell a carbon, the carbon's not mine. Am I able to sell a carbon? How does that work? The Rambam in Hilchas Me'ilah, in Perek Dalet, seems to say that you can't do that. The Rambam says in this Perek, Dalet Ches. Hamocher olaso vishlamav lo asa klum. Somebody tries to sell his ola and shlamim. V'din Torah sheyachzra mos chulin kamo shahaya. Midaraisa, the money that was spent for the bird, or chulin, nothing happened. It's ineffective. V'kansu oso chachamim shiblu mos l'nadava. Midarabanan, we find the buyer, and we say that the money goes linadava. Afilo haisa behema shave arba'a umachra b'chamisha. Even if I paid for more than the animal's worth. And you might say, okay, the extra one, I don't have to give linadava. Ha chamisha kula yiv linadava. The ein kan mi'ila. Lo mi divrei Torah, v'lo mi divrei sofrim. Says the Rambam, if I sell a carbon, there's no mi'ila. There's no mi'ila because it doesn't work. It's not my carbon. It's not like, well, remember what we discussed, the Rambam, can you be makdish, hektish ilui? We discussed in Mesechas Arachin. If I have a carbon, can I be makdish even more than it is? So then the Rambam, paskin, like the Gemara, his understanding of the Gemara, that it depends. You could go from Kedushas Damim to Kedushas Aguf to Kedushas Damim. You could add that on, but I cannot go from Kedushas Damim to Kedushas Aguf. Because the Rambam's lashon is that when something is already Kedushas Damim, it's not mine. And therefore, ein adam makdish or oser davar she'eino shelo. It's already not mine. We mentioned the Kedushas Damim, the way the Reb Chaim explained it, was that it becomes Kadosh through, it becomes Mamono Shel Hektish, and then the Kedushas Chal on it. So once it's Kedushas Damim, it's not mine. Therefore, I can't add anything. Mashiachin, if it's Kedushas Haguf, I can be Mosif Kedusha, because that's okay, because technically it doesn't become Mamono Shel Hektish. It's mine with inherent sanctity on it. But that's the difference, as we mentioned a week or two ago about Kedushas Haguf and Kedushas Damim. But here, we're not talking about an extra Hakdasha, we're talking about a Mechira, to sell it. So the Rambam says it's not effective. It's not effective to sell it. The Mishnah Lamelech is bothered. He seems to think that there is a Gemara that's against the Rambam. Rabbi Yossi Aglili gets into Kachi Kalam and Kachi Kachim. That's the Mishnah Lamelech here. Feel free to look in Perek Dalet, Halacha Ches. The Zera Avram, Menachem Zemba has conversations with Rav Loftir, the son-in-law of the Meshech Chachma. So in the Zera Avram, he talks about, maybe Rashi is referring to, there are two different types of Me'ila he discusses. There's a Me'ila of Hotza'ah and a Me'ila of Hana'ah. We alluded to this in the past already also. He says, Yeshrei Gavni Me'ila, this in Simen Chav Gimel. Two types of Me'ila. Ha'echa Nenem and Hektish, Beis Motzi Me'rishus Hektish L'rishus Hedyot. And he says, maybe Rashi's only referring to one of them, not the other. I want to go into it now, but that's in Simen Chav Gimel, Os Chav Beis, the Zera Avram talks about this Rashi, and in that context, two types of Me'ila. So, Chadas Ha'of, back to the Mishnah. So, Chadas Ha'of, right when I'm makdish it, I don't need to do any type of kinyan. As we know, I'm Yerusal Gavoa, Kim Si Yerusal Lahedyot, right? When I say something is Gidlo, I gave it to the Beis HaMikdash. So, Me'ila kicks in right with my speech. Nimlaka, once I did the avoda of Malika, right, which is the shechita of birds in Karbanos, Nimlaka, hokshara, so now it is hokshar, it goes up a level, lehipasel, now it can become pasel, meaning it went in lumdish terms, it had kedushas aguf right away, but now it has kedushas karban, not just kedushas aguf. It goes, it gets an even more intense kedusha, and now it is susceptible to becoming tamei from sources that earlier we would it would not have been able to become tamei from. For example, tefil yom. A tefil yom is considered a sheni latoma. So we know usually a sheni could only make a shlishi in truma and a revi in kachim. So if a sheni touches chulin, nothing happens. So this animal, this bird, this chadas ha'of, before Malika was done, it was not susceptible to tome. It wasn't fully a carbon yet. And therefore it was not susceptible even if these people touched it. But once Malika is done, so if it achieves full kedusha saguf, so hokshor li pasal b'tfil yom, if a tfil yom touches it, somebody went to the mikvah and is waiting for nightfall, u'mechus ha'kipurim, even if certain types of people, as we know, who went to the mikvah, who are not only waiting until the nightfall, but are waiting for the next morning to bring their karban, as we had at the beginning of the second parak, back in Krisus, the four mechusri kapara, maybe five, according to some Tanaim, ubilina. And also, if it is left over then, it gets full problems of lina. Tosva says, belina's dam b'shkia sachama, inami belina's basar, yom balayla, whichever lina is being referred to. So that's why, and it keeps going up. It has me'ila right away after hakdasha. Then once it's nimluka, then it's hukshar to become tame in all of these ways. Hu zadama, and once hazoas hadam is done, once I do hazoas hadam, chayav an alam shepigonos v'tame, so then it achieves an even greater level of full kedusha in terms of being subject to pigel noser and tame, but ve'ein ba me'ila, then is no longer me'ila, because now the kohanim could eat it. And if the kohanim could eat it, there's no longer me'ila. Remember, we had the 3 days in the first parak, and we paskin heter achila shaninu. Heter achila, once it's mutav the kohanim to eat, then there is no longer any me'ila. That was the suffix, if you remember, daladam abeis heyam and aleph. Heter shchita shaninu, oh heter zrika shaninu, oh heter achila shaninu. The maskana was not clear. Rai is lakan or lakan, but the Raman paskin that heter achila shaninu. So therefore, that's the reason here. Once you have hazos hadam, so then there is no more mi'ila. Good. A couple of points to mention. One, just on the first point of mi'ila could kick in, which is a serious isser, right when I'm makdish something. Just the hashkafic messages of that are very important. Right? The power of dibur. The power of dibur that I could create isurim. Right? The power of dibur. Mishokdasha and big nafkaminas for karbanos and the like. The Rashi and the Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky reflect this idea in the beginning of Parshas Matos, right? Beginning of Parshas Matos, where it talks about Tel the Rashi Hamatos, Parshas Nedarim, Vaydarim Moshe al Rashi Hamatos, Levenetos Zehadavar Asher Tziva Hashem, right? Say this Zehadavar. This is what you should say, and we know the Chazal tell us Zehadavar. Moshe Nisnabe. Rashi quotes it from the Sifri. Moshe Nisnabe B'Koamar Hashem Kachasos Alayla. Moshe Rabbeinu was Mistabe with Koamar Hashem, and other Neviim also said Koamar Hashem. What's unique is Zehadavar. Musaf Aleya Moshe Shinisnabe B'Loshin Zehadavar. Moshe Rabbeinu also says Zeh Hadavar. Zeh Hadavar reflects clarity. Zeh. Whenever we say Zeh or Zos in the Torah, it always means I can point to it. B'neinu Zeh Sorer Moreh. The parents have to point. HaKodesh Zeh Lachem, HaKodesh Baruch Hu Kaviyachol, pointed at the moon by the menorah, right? It's Zeh. Because Zeh always means you're showing. It's clarity. Moshe Rabbeinu had that clarity that the other Nevi'im did not have. And that's why Moshe Rabbeinu didn't just say, Ko, so says Hashem, but Zeh Hadavar. Zeh Hadavar. Fine, he has clarity. But ask Rabbi Yaakov and other Achronim, why Dafke is this message given right at the beginning of Parshas Nedarim, the beginning of Parshas Matos, beginning of Nevuas Moshe Rabbeinu, right after Har Sinai? We should somehow have this illusion. Why Dafke at the beginning of Parshas Matos? So, says Rabbi Yaakov and others, that we know Parshas Nedarim reflects the power of a person to create Isurim. It's not just HaKadosh Baruch Hu creating mitzvahs and aveiros. I could create an aveir for myself. This is asur to me, and that if I partake of it, I violated an isur daraisa, of violating an eder. So, in that regard, where there is an ability of a human being to create mitzvahs and aveiros, dafka we say there, Zehadavar Moshe Rabbeinu gave the Torah exactly as he was dictated it from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, word for word, letter for letter, and not one letter more, not one letter less. Zehadavar. This is what Moshe Rabbeinu was shown. This was his clarity of vision. And even though this parsha reflects that we can add on if we want to, because man has the power to be Mosif, but still, Moshe Rabbeinu was not Mosif. And we shouldn't think he was Mosif even one, right? Maybe he was Mosif Yomechan Midaito before the giving of the Torah, right? The three things that Moshe Rabbeinu did, the Kodesh Baruch Hu gave him Mishkoyach, as the Gemara says in Masech HaShabbos, but it doesn't mean that he was Mosif any mitzvah. So again, this is the Koach HaDibur. Again, so much spoken about in this regard. Kol Nidre, the power of, why do we focus on Kol Nidre, at the beginning of Yom Kippur? Again, many, suggestions given, but one is the power of speech that we have, and that plays such a big role in our lives. That's just in terms of the first line. Molibo Misha Hukdasha, right? When Hakdasha takes place, it is possible. Chatas and Olas Ha'of. Again, try to bring back some of the memories from Meseches Vachem. If you remember, the Torah tells us that there's a difference in terms of the avoda of a Chatas Ha'of and an Olas Ha'of. Right? Again, every detail of Kadshim teaches us something. And if we, the more we study it, the more we'll appreciate it. So the Torah tells us in beginning of Vayikra, if it's an olas ha'ov, then what's the halacha? We have to bring from Torim on b'nei hayonah, v'kriv al-kohen al-mizbeach u'malakas rosho, v'kir ha'mizbeach v'nimso dom al-kir mizbeach. What do? We do malika, and then we do mitzah, as we alluded to. We'll get into in the Gemara, Be'ez Hashem, why mitzah is not mentioned here. Right, hazah is mentioned. That's the sprinkling, but mitzah, the squeezing of the neck, is not mentioned in our Mishnah. Is that not ma'akev? As we'll see. But the Torah tells us we do malika and then mitzah. Vehisiras muraso benotzasa. Then we take out the innards. Vishlichos eitz mizbeach kedem al makam adeshin. I take out the innards and I throw it on the makam adeshin. Vishisa oso bechnafav lo yavdil. And then I break it between the wings, but I do not separate. I do not separate it fully, says the Gemara. It says the pasuk v'tirokdu hakohen mizbecha al etam asher la'esh olahu ishirek lichok l'Hashem. That is in terms of olas ha'of. That's the halacha. If I look in chatas is different. Chatas later on, as is described in the third parak. The fourth parak of Vayikra. We have. Let me just find the psukim. If I can find it now. If not, we'll just look at it through the mefarshim. Okay, I'm not going to look for it now. But if you remember, we've pointed out in the past the thought of the Shem Yishmuel. The Shem Yishmuel picks up on the fact that by an olas ha'of, the halacha is to separate the head entirely from the body, right? As we just read. And when it comes to a chatas ha'of, umalak, the pasuk says later on, oh, it's in tzav. Umalak es rosh, no, I'm saying it's pasuk ches at the end of Vayikra here. Pasuk ches, vehevi osam el ha'koin, vekrivas ashel chatas ha'rishonah, umalak es rosho mimolar po, velo yavdil. By a chatas ha'of, the head is not totally severed from the body after shechita, after the malika, while by olas ha'of it is. What's the message of that detail, chilek, between the karbanos? So says the Shem Yishmuel, that what does ola come from, what does a chatas come from? Chatas, karban chatas, comes from the fact that I did something by accident, and I should have known better. It was a shogeg. I should have thought about it more. I should have, you know, what was in my head did not get to my body. Right, that was the problem. That was the problem, and therefore I sinned, because I wasn't thinking enough. And that is why, by a chatas, don't separate, because the tikkun is that you should not separate what's in the head, and that goes into the body. And therefore, lo yavdil, says the Torah, when it comes to a chatas. But what about an olas ha'of? Olas ha'of and ola is ba al hirhurei halev. Hirhurei halev. Also, bitul mitzvah saseh, but the Gemara says hirhurei halev. So what's a hirhurei halev? It's a hirhurei halev. Why doesn't it hirhurei moach? Why hear her halev? So explain to the Shem Yishmuel. We all often, you know, we can't stop ourselves for a second, something goes into our head. Okay, what can we do with human beings? But we have to stop it then. We have to stop the machshava ra'a right then while it's in our head and not let it get to the next stage of become part of me. By good things, v'yadata hayom v'hashevosa el vavecha. We want it to go to our heart. But by hirhurim royim, we want it to stay in our head and then leave our head. V'yadata hayom and then not v'hashevosa el vavecha. The problem was, it did come. It went to hirhurei halev. It did go to our heart. That was our problem. But we want it separate. We don't want it to come to our heart. That's why we're mavdil by the oath, by the olas ha'of, which is bar lehuri alev, where we want to keep that separation. We're mavdil the head from the body. While by chatas ha'of, amazingly, we want the connection between the head and the body because, you know, I wasn't thinking properly, and that's why the halacha is not to be mavdil, and that's what the pasuk says. And again, that's what the at the end of the whole section, if you remember, that of chatas, whether it's a animal, whether it's a bird, whether it's a mincha, Kodesh Baruch Hu loves everything. You remember, Isherech lechoach Lashem, echan amar bechem hamamit, o b'mashe yechavin liba l'shamayim, right? One might think that if one is just bringing a bird, so then it's not, what does Hashem think of my bird? My friend's bringing a cow. Right, that's an animal. So my friend's bringing a keves. Right, I'm just bringing a little bird. Right, I'm just bringing some flour. But the last Mishnah in Menachos, Kufyud, Echad Amar Bevechad Amamid, Uvavash Yechav Alivon L'Shamayim. As we like to mention the name of Rabbi Kiva Eger, Echad Amar Bevechad Amamid, beautiful thought, the first and last letter of the Torah, Beis and Lamed, as many point out, Lev, the heart. If you go to the letters before and after those letters, before and after the Beis is an Aleph and a Gimel. Before and after the Lamed is a Kaf and a Mem. So the two letters before are Aleph and Chaf, Ach. The two letters afterwards are Gimel and Mem, Gam. Ach is always Bala Ma'it. Gam is always Bala Rabos, to exclude, to include. So whether we're inclusionary, we do a lot, Echra Marbe, Echra Mamet, or we exclude, we minimize, Ach, as long as the heart is in the middle. Vachi Yechavim Libo LaShamayim, as long as the heart's in the middle, HaKadosh Baruch Hu appreciates. Good. So the Mishnah had said, and we get to talk a lot about this Mishnah today, as the Gemara words on the daf are not as large as we've had in past the Masechtas. So Baruch Hashem, we have the chance to talk about each of these concepts in the Mishnah. So next, once Hakdasha, once it's Hukdasha, then there is Me'ila. Once Melika is done, as we just spoke about, different forms of Melika, then it becomes susceptible to Tumah if a Tful Yom or Mechusar Kippurim touches it. Interesting about Tful Yom. First from a halachic perspective, and then we'll talk about it from a hashkafic perspective. The Rambam quotes three different Isurim regarding the service in the Beis HaMikdash, or at least two. Reish Samachay, there's an Isser of a Kohen Tful Yom doing the Avoda. Separate mitzvah. Of a Kohen Tful Yom doing the Avoda. If you're the Rambam, we'll do the Rambam because the Rambam has them together. It's more bolate. The Rambam in Mitzvah Ayin Hay has the Isser of a Kohen Tful Yom from doing Avoda, right? Even after he went to the mikvah until sunset. Mitzvah Ayin Vav, the Rambam has... Sorry, I was just reading Ayin Vav. Ayin Hey is the Isser of a Kohen Tamei doing the Avoda. Ayin Vav from a Kohen Tful Yom doing the Avoda. Two separate losases the Rambam has of the Isser of doing the Avoda in the Mikdash. That's interesting. Why are there separate Isserim? Isn't a Tful Yom just a little less Tamei? A Tamei can't do the Avoda in the Beis HaMikdash, and the Tful Yom can't do the Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash. If you look, for example, in the next halachas, the Rambam quotes the Isser of somebody, Tamei, going into the Beis HaMikdash, he only counts one. He doesn't count the Isser of a Tamei going into the Beis HaMikdash and a Tful Yom going into the Beis HaMikdash. Shehizir kol Tamei mi'ikanis mi'kol HaMikdash. Shadomelo l'doros kol azara mi'shar niknar v'lefnim. Shehizras Yisrael. Inside shar niknar. That's the problem, and he quotes, we say this, the pasuk comes up a few times, and that's the Isser of going into the Mikdash. There's a separate Isser of going into the Machane Leviyah, those who are not allowed to go into the Machane Leviyah. Okay, but either way, it's pointed out, the Mefarshim, the Rambam counts a separate Isser for Tameh and Tful Yom, at least for going into the Beis HaMikdash. So this was a question that none other than the Rambam's son was asked. It's a separate sefer, the Maisa Nisim. The Maisa Nisim was written, it was questions that Rabbi Daniel HaBavli asked to Rabbi Avraham ben Arambam, and Rabbi ben Arambam gave answers to the questions. Many of the questions are about categories of mitzvos, minyan mitzvos. So if you look in She'ela Gimel, so he quotes here, Amar Zatzal B'Shor Shashvi Mizeh Sefer, so yes, your father wrote in the seventh Shorish, Ki Inroy Limnos Piruke Mitzvos. You don't count parts to mitzvos. You don't split up mitzvos. You don't count two mitzvahs as one. You don't count one mitzvah as two. So he quotes, chalitza and yibum. Chalitza is one mitzvah with all its different parts. Yibum is one mitzvah with all, with, and separately from chalitza. So in that section, turning the page here, he says, ba'akshisa al daito at sodekes. What you asked on my father's correct opinion. Asher mana tful yov umuchusar kipurim zulas tamei. That the Rambam quotes Tful Yom Mechusar Kippurim separately for other halachas besides Tamei. V'chashavta kima nafim mituma. You said that, what do you mean? Tful Yom is just a little less Tamei. Why would you count that as a separate mitzvah? Zutos nigle, says Reb Avraham Rambam, defending his father's covenant. This is a mistake. Ki atuma nistalekes bitfila. Very important lashon here. Tuma is, when a person goes to the mikvah, there's no more tuma. He has to wait till sunset? That's for a separate reason. But it's not because he's still Tamei. There's a different chalo shame, right, when a person goes to the mikvah. Ki atumen is talekes betfila kasher amar yisbarach tamid v'rachatz b'mayim v'taher v'im nomar aleihem b'stam ma sheyorashem tmeim ein kavana ach ki chaser lohem hatara hashlema asher yashlimam be'eza inyanim. Whoa. So says the, quoting from a Gemara, but says the Reb Avraham and a Rambam, the tomb is gone. You just have to wait for Shkia because the Tara isn't complete. So what does that mean? You can have, the tumah is removed, but the Tara is not complete. You're somewhere in the middle. You're not Tameh, but you're not completely Tahar. You're a little bit Tahar. Sometimes we have minimized tumah. Sometimes it does go down. There is a question in Lundis. We'll get to this Be'ezus Hashem in a couple of weeks in Maseches Nida. Right? The concept of somebody counting Shiva Nikiyim, a woman counting Shiva Nikiyim, or a Tamei Meis counting 7 days. Is it full Tamei until the end of those 7 days? Or does it get less and less as it goes? Like a woman on day four, is she less Tamei than she was earlier? Or is she the same? It's all or nothing at the end. The Gemara has the concept of Yale L'Ragla. We have that in Chagiga also, that it could be that somebody who becomes Tamei from a Nida, from a Tamei Meis, only has to do it from the days that are left. Right? Not all seven. Just the days that are left. So it's, maybe it goes down. But Tful Yom has to be discussed. But the Rambam and Rambam is one of the clearest sources in terms of there's no Tum anymore. Tful Yom, the Mikvah took care of that. The Tara is not complete yet. But I usually think that if it's not Tara, then it's Tumah. He's saying that no, there could be no Tumah, but not full Tara until afterwards. If you look in the Mitzvah Samelech, Rabbi Cement, in his volume on Los Assays, in the first volume of Los Assays, he discusses the difference. He says, number one, he quotes this Maisa Nisim, and then he says, B'kavanas Mavur, Tekosha Taval Shubin Otame, Shekvar Mistalekas Bazea Tumah, Rak Dinu Behilchas Tara, Shaboy Od Harif Shemesh, V'yei Shaboy Gam Kapara, V'lachin Din Sha'asra Torah Tful Yom, But then he deals with the problem, though, if why does the Rambam count, let's say, Tful Yom separately in terms of doing avoda in the Mikdash, but in terms of going into the Mikdash Tamei, he only counts one. They're all counted as one mitzvah. But if they're different, they're different. If he's not Tamei, so then why should it be any difference? So he explains there must be, when it comes to avoda, there's a different chalot shame for Tamei and Tful Yom. It's a different status, and therefore you can count it separately. But the root of the Isser of Knisa L'Migdash is bringing something not fully Tahar into the Migdash. That's the root of the Aveira. So in that regard, they're both the same. Even if you want to say they have different statuses, they're both not fully Tahar. And if you look at the Isser of Knisa L'Mikdash as Havaz Dover She'eino Tahar Lagamre, you want to call that Tame? You can call that Tame. But regarding Knisa L'Mikdash, they have a common denominator, even if they're not the exact same thing. But so regarding the Shimush of the Avod and the Mikdash, there could be a chilek between them. But regarding the Knisa L'Mikdash, the root is Machnes Tumah L'Mikdash. And therefore, regarding that, they could be the same. So again, that's the Mitzvah Samelach, that's the Avraham and Rambam, that's the Chinuch and others that are discussed here. If you look, that's in terms of the world of Lumdus. A lot of other discussions here in the Minchas Chinuch, which we're not going to go into right now. In terms of Hashkafa, we always like to quote the Hakdama of the Egle Tau. when Tful Yom comes up. We're at the end of the Hakdama. The Hakdama is a famous Hakdama where he talks about learning Torah Lashma, and the highest level of Torah learning is when we enjoy it. He says, a Tos Mefursam, so it's a famous mistake that people think that you have to like learn Torah just Lashma without enjoying it, that I'm not thinking about it. He says, no, it's different than any other mitzvah, and that's why you're not allowed to learn when somebody's an Avel. B'kuti Hashem Yishar Mesam Chilev, it's Hana, and it's benefits, and it goes into your blood when you learn. That was part one of the Akdama. Part two talks all about the mitzvah, the concept of mitok shalom, do mitzvahs even shalolishma, shemitok shalolishma balishma. Does that apply to all mitzvahs or only Torah? And then all the way at the end of that Hakdama, he says, I want to end something with a little kibud av. I'm going to quote a verse from my father. Says the Sacha Shavar. Ra'isi l'kayim ben yechabed av, l'fktov b'psicha sifrei davar ma sheshamati mikvot adenu me'er b'rabbeinu zatzal, b'pirish mishta rishona de brachas. In the Pshat, on the first Mishnah in Shas. Ve'imas ha'kornesh rabba arvi, mishash ha'kornem ha'chazim, l'achol shumasam. Ve'inu move on atliya zebazeh. Why do we have to connect kriyashma to the time that Kohanim go in to eat truma? What's the hashkafic connection between these two? They're not connected to each other. So it said, the Avnei Ezer b'shem his father, the inyan harif shemesh, she'etzricha Torah, da'af acher she'tavaal, he's a tful yom. So why do the Kohen have to wait? If he goes to the mikvah, he have to wait to eat truma. Maaser sheni, you can eat right away. Why do you have to wait? Me'acher shahaya tamei ba'oso yom, nishar bo roshim tuma kol hayom. If I was tamei today, then even after I went to the mikvah, there's some roshim, there's some spiritual shirayim, some spiritual residue of the tuma on me, even if I don't recognize it. Ubahare shemesh sheba yom acher shelo haya bo tuma nistalik shkam harishima. There's still a little residue left even after the mikvah, and that's not totally removed until nightfall. And he says if that applies to tuma, that applies to kedusha as well. Basher hu betuma kenu umaso bekedusha. Kishemekaba olav omalcha shamayim shachris. And when I say kriyashma in the morning, even though I'm not thinking about Shema all day, the effect of that Kriya Shema lasts the whole day. If I was Tamei today, the effect of that Tumah lasts until the nighttime. By Kriya Shema, the effect of that Kabbalah Somal Chashmaim lasts the whole day. So then it's gone, and that's why you have to say Kriya Shema again at night. You don't have to say Kriya Shema by Mincha. The effect of the morning Kriya Shema is still with us. But at night, it's a new day. So then, tzorach lekabel o malcha shamayim mechadash ad kan dvarav. Lachin ein atat tzorach lomar kriyash ba b'mincha. And that's the idea of tvul yom and its connection to our discussion. Okay, we continue. We did a Mishnah. So the Mishnah says, chadas ha'of, the halachis of malika. So the Gemara says now, huchshara, k'tani huchshara li pasav tvul yom chuzik yipurim abelina. So, the Mishnah says that once Malika is done, so then it is susceptible and subject to all of these possibilities to become Tame, Tolyom, Mechosikipurim, Ubalina, Lipasel in Avalatimu Yelo. So we're Medayek that we know in Hilchas Tumah Vatara, there are two verbs that are used. If I can make something Tame, that means I can not only make it Tame, but I could give it the power to make something else Tame. That's what Metame means. Posel means I can make it Tame, but it cannot transmit that Tumah to anything else. Metame and Posel. So we use the Lashon colloquially as Metame. But really, halachically, there's a difference between Metame and Posel. Posel means making it Tame for only one step. Metame giving it the power to be Metame something else. So the fact that the Mishnah says that this bird could be Nifsal, it means that the Tful Yom Mechuzik Yipurim could only make it Tame once, and it cannot give it the power to transfer. So that's where we're being Medayik. We puzzle in Avalotimu Yelo, Masisa and Mani Rabbanani. The Mishnah seems to be accepting going like the Shita of the Rabbanan, the Tanya, as the Tosefta says, in Meseches Taharos, three different opinions. What's the status of a Tful Yom? Right? So if I say a Tful Yom doesn't have if the Tful Yom does not give it the power, this is a carbon. And a carbon, as we said, usually a carbon can even become a Revi'i. So if a Tful Yom is a Sheni, and then it touches the carbon when it makes it into a Shlishi, it should have the power to give over and make something else a Revi. But it doesn't, according to our Mishnah. So our Mishnah must be following the Shita of the Rabbanan. As follows. Titania Abishol Omer. Tful Yom Tchila lakodesh. According to Abishol, Tfil Yom is a tchila. Tchila is a rishon. Tchila is a rishon lakodesh. And therefore, if a Tfil Yom touches something, it can make it a sheni, and that can make it a shlishi, and make it a revi. Right, top tosfos. Vim naga ba'ochel kodesh. If a Tfil Yom touches carbon, osa oso sheni, v'sheni shlishi, v'shlishi revi. Right, the more kadosh something is, the more susceptible it is to tuma. And that's Abishol's opinion. That a Tfil Yom is called a Rishon. Rabbi Meir Omer, Mitame es HaKodesh, Uposel es HaTruma. It could be Mitame Kodesh, right? That means to give it the power to make it one more level, right? But not two more levels. Abishol says it can make it two more levels, right? It makes it into a Sheni. Sheni is Shlishi, Shlishi, Ravi. So Abishol, Rabbi Meir seems to say Sheni. Right, it's the Tfil Yom is called a sheni, and therefore it makes the carbon a shlishi, and then it can make something else a revi. Post matami as a kodesh, post lata shuma. Right, if it's shuma, it only can make a tame. It does not transfer. Tachachamim omrim kishem shuhu posel mashke shuma v'ochle shuma. Just like a Tfil Yom is posel, meaning only makes it tame. It does not give it transfer ability. Just like it does that for shuma. Because truma could only be a shlishi, just like it does it for truma, kachu posel mashka kodesh va'ochle kodesh. So too, it is limited. Why? What do you mean? It's a sheni. So why shouldn't it be able to give the power to give over to make something else into a revi? It's a weaker sheni, as we just saw. Tfil Yom goes down a level, right? And therefore, it's a weaker type of sheni, and therefore, it cannot give the power over even to a karbon in order to transfer that. If you look in the Rambam, in Shar Avos HaTumah, the Rambam in Shar Avos HaTumah, in Perek Yud Halacha Gimel, the Rambam says, to use the Lashon, Tfil Yom Posel Ochle Truma Umashke Truma V'Ochle HaKodesh Umashke HaKodesh Posel HaKol. So the Rambam paskins this way, right? The Rambam says that a Tfil Yom is Posel Karbanos. Not just posel shuma, but posel karbanos. Isn't it a sheni? So shouldn't it have the power to even transfer? Says the Rambam that a sheni, this Tfil Yom, is weaker though. It's weaker though than the others. Bepreshu Tfil Yom shagav ba'ochlan shel shuma asan shlishi l'tuma bepreshu kisheni. Kisheni. That's the lashon. Chen naga mashkin shel shuma matmei v'harein shlishi l'tuma. Naga Tfil Yom mashkin shel kodesh taman v'harein revi l'tuma. V'cheinim naga ba'ochle hakodesh asan revi. So you might say it's ke'ilu, it's a sheni, and therefore it makes the other items into a revi. If it's not a real, however you formulate it, you could say it's a sheni that can make a shlishi, but doesn't give over the power to do that, or it's like only a kisheni, it's like a weaker sheni, so it can't make the other item into a shlishi. It can only make it into a revi. Two different ways to formulate that limitation. Again, that is the Rama Paskin this way, like the Chachamim. So the Gemara says, isn't our Mishnah like the Chachamim? So the Gemara answers, maybe not. Maybe not. Amar Rava, it could be there's a difference between our Mishnah and that Brisa, that Tosefta, on the Daraisa level, on the Darabana level. Amar Rava, La Abishol, Maila Asu Bekachim. Maybe according to Abishol, that's a Darabanan. That it could transfer more. Shavin Rabban L'Tfil Yom Karishon. Really, our mission is about the Daraisa level. On the Daraisa level, it really can't transfer. And even Abishol agrees to that. Maybe his whole chumr is only Midrabanan. Midrabanan will give it the status of a Rishon. And Lerabbi Meir Kochle Sheini. And maybe according to the Meir, they gave it the status Midrabanan. Lerabanan Kivan the Taval Kalash Tuma. Since he went to the mikvah already, or she went to the mikvah, Kalash Tuma, Pasul Mashvi, Tamilo Mashvi. So there is no din d'rabbanan that's different than the din d'araisa. Once kalash tumasei, so therefore we say it is it could only transfer in a limited way, and that is all we have to have. We don't need a separate din d'rabbanan. Good. Next line of the Mishnah. The Mishnah had said once hazah is done, then me'ila is removed. Right away by hakdasha, there's me'ila. When its malika is done, then it's hukshura to become susceptible to tumah and lina v'chulu. Once hazah is done, so then that's the end. So therefore, your chayev pikonos v'tameh, those two always go together, and me'ila is removed. So Gemara says, me'ilu deleka avali surah ika. Well, there's no me'ila, but often, as we are medayik in Mishnayos, if it says there's no me'ila, that means there's still an iser. It's still an Issa Daraisa. It's just not Mi'ila. V'amai ha'mamonet ha'kohanim hu. But it's the mamonet shel kohanim. Kohanim could eat this chatas. So don't we hold, as we saw earlier on Daf Hey, Ochlei, right? Ochlei Shaninu. And therefore, once it has the Heter Achila Shaninu, and therefore it should not be Eil anymore. So it doesn't have Eil, but it shouldn't even be Asar at all. Amar Mechanina, same answer as we gave at the end of the parak. Liyotzin Rebbe Akiva Hid. Amar Zvika Malas Liyotzin Dela Bas Achila Hi. Maybe it's on Rebbe Akiva to a case where it's not going to be in. Remember we had the Briskarov's Chakira. Is the Zrika matter even the Achila and there's a separate external problem of Yotzei? Or this Zrika is not matir Lagabe Achila at all? Right? It accomplishes something, but it does not affect the Achila element. Right? Sometimes we have that in terms of the effect of something, even if Lamaisa you might not see the effects. Right? By a shchitas akum. Right, it might be called a shchita, even though it's not it doesn't bring a heter achila, it might be betar midei nevela. So it might accomplish something, even though it's not fully effective. Amar Rav Huna Amar Rav. Rav now argues and says, mitzui chatas of einu ma'akev. Well, we'll see who argues. The mitzui, remember we said chatas of has two avodos of dam. First the hazaah, the sprinkling, and then the mitzui, the squeezing out of the neck. So Rav says the mitzui is not ma'akev. Not ma'akev. Why? It's similar to Shvichas Shirayim of a carbon. Remember, if I have the leftover blood that I did not use for Zrika, I pour it on the Yisod of the Mizbeach, that's not Ma'akev. Shvichas Shirayim is not Ma'akev. So this is like also, this is the leftover dam, it happens to be in the neck, instead of in the Basich, instead of in the cup, but it's not Ma'akev. The Tani Rav, who's a Dama. How does he know that from our Mishnah? Because our Mishnah says, once Hazoas Hadam is done, Mi'il is removed. So why doesn't our Mishnah say, once Mitzui is done, it must be that Hazah, must be that Mitzui is not Ma'akev. Ravada Barava Amar Rav, Mitzui Chadazo Ma'akev. Ravada Barava has a different version of Rav, Mitzui is Ma'akev. And switch the language of the Mishnah, Vatani Rav Mitzah Dama. And the Mishnah really should read Mitzah, not Huza. Tashmas, let's try to prove who's right. Tashmav Hanishar Badam Yimatze Yel Yisrael Mizbeach. The dam that's left slover is squeezed out, el tisod, chatas hu. Chatas it is. So that phrase usually notes something that's le'ikuva. Bishamalar vada barava hana de sevanisha badamam yimatse chatas hu. Right, that's why, and the chunir vada barava who said this ma'akev, I understand what that pasuk is teaching me. El rafuna my vahanish ar, .. According to rafuna marav, so why was it not ma'akev? Doesn't this pasuk reflect that it should be ma'akev? So the Gemara answers, kidetanya devei Rabbi Yishmael, shim nishar, shim nishar. If there's left over, you do it. You don't need it to be left over. Right? It's not an avodah hamakeves. If it's left over, umay chatas hu aresha. And what's the chatas hu going on? It's going on the earlier part of the pasuk of hazaah. Right? The hazaah that has to be done. That's what it's being referred to. But it's just imnishar. Tosfos in Kidatanya. Pirish imnishar yimatzei. V'imlav lo yimatzei. V'leka ikuva. And chatas is aresha. Klomar lo koi chatas hi amitsui. Elokoi aresha dekra is going on the first part of the pasuk. Tahainu hazaah. It's referring to the hazaah. Vishar inyani malika sheksuvim kodem v'hanishar. And the other aspects of malika. Right? If I don't do the malika with the fingernail and v'chulu, so then it is no good. Remember the Mishnah is at the beginning of Chulin. Masha Kasher ben Malika, Pasul b'Shchita. Masha Kasher b'Shchita, Pasul b'Malika. Malika has his own rules. From the front, from the back, what do you use? And therefore, that's what's being referred to by Chatas Hu. There is a problem with the Psak of the Rambam. The Rambam in Maisa Karbanos, in Perek Zayin Alach HaZayin, holds that Mitzui is Ma'akev. When the Rambam talks about the Avoda of the bird, the Rambam in Zayin says, well, starting with Zayin Vav, Chatas Ha'ov Ketzet Ha'isanasis. How do we do Chatas Ha'ov? Molek Osav Akiran Dromas Ma'aravis Kosh Biarnu. As we know, he does Malika next to the southwestern corner of the Mizbeach. The Yored Betzi Parno Achiyachto Chasimanim. The fingernail Ad Rubo Shalachamayim Ve'eino Mavdal Rosh Managuf. As we said before, you're not Mavdal the head from the body. Vim Hivdil Pasal Veloka. And it's an Isser Daraisa. Right, it not only is possible the carbon, but you get malchus. Umalak es rosho mi molar po lo yavdil. Right, is lo yavdil don't, or you know, just a shalila, as the Ramban might say. Umazim idam al kerem is deach, and then I sprinkle the dam on the wall. Lamata me emsa o, Remember, chatas behema is above the chutas ikra, chatas of is lamata. The ofos are flipped in terms of chatas and ola. Right? Chatas behema is lamala, chatas of is lamata, olas behema is lamata, olas ha'of is lamala. Right? And therefore the Rama continues and says, you do azov the blood under the chutas ikra, v'shiyari hadam mismatzim al hayisod. And the leftover dam, I squeeze out onto the yisod. Shneamar vanishar badam yimatzel yisod mizbech mechlal shanesina al kir shashirayim shalom mismatzin el hayisod vizehu kira tachton. And the Rambam adds umitzui dam chatas haof ma'akev. Mitzui hadam, doing that second part of the avoda, is ma'akev. Ve'en lemizbeach ba'al adama, v'ashar nechal l'zichekuna kibasar chatas habehema. And then he quotes, how do you do it? He describes how you do the malika, how do you do v'chul. But that's mitzui hadam. The Rambam says it's ma'akev. What, meaning, what's the problem? That if you look in Hilchas Me'ila, should the Rambam say? What girsa should the Rambam have in our Mishnah? The Rambam should not have the girsa of our Mishnah. Right, the Rambam should have the girsa that the Gemara quotes Rav Mitzui, right? Mitzui, because the Gemara seems to link the two. That if you say Mitzui is ma'akev, then Me'ila is only removed after Mitzui is done. The Rambam should say that. But if you look in Hilchos Me'ila in Beis Vav, the Rambam does not say that. The Rambam has our girsa of the Mishnah. Chatas behema va'asham v'ziv chesham mitzibar mo'alim b'kul an mishuktashu ad shizrak adam nizrak adam. Molin be murayan at sheets me with a deshen ve molin be basar the chain chatas haof molin be mishuk the shu at she yaz adama who's adama ain ba meila right when azah is done ask the lechem mishnah ask the other mafarshin ask Reb Chaim I don't understand how could the Gemara seems to link the two context right when what's ma'akev if mitzui is ma'akev then there's meila until after you do mitzui and the Rambam doesn't say the Rambam says. Hazah gets rid of Mi'ila, but you still have to do Mitzui. That's a Avodah HaMa'akeves. It's Lecha Mishnah. I don't understand. It's against the Gemara. He says maybe you can come up with a Svara, but I don't understand what he does with the Gemara. A Svara has to be that regarding Avodah, the whole process of Avodah, that the Rambam might say that the Avodah needs to be done in full, and the full Avodah is even Mitzui. And that's what's needed for Pigel Noser V'Tamei, possibly. Pigmas Vatame requires the full avoda, and that requires even mitzui. But the Rambam holds, to remove mi'ila, you don't have to complete the avoda. You don't have to do the whole avoda. Reb Chaim says this, and he relates it to something that we mentioned earlier in the daf, and yesterday's daf, the Reb Chaim in the Grach HaLashas, Shin Lamed Aleph, he says, sometimes to remove the status of mi'ila, you don't need a zrika hamateres. You don't need the final stage. How do we know that from Rabbi Akiva? Rabbi Akiva just taught us that. Zrika mo'elis liyotze. What does that mean? Rabbi Akiva holds that you can have a zrika that's not mo'el for eating, and yet it removes me'ila. So you see, you don't need a perfect avoda to remove the status of me'ila. So that's what the Rambam must hold. The Rambam must hold that the two, though the Gemara seems to link them, that's a problem, but the Gemara links to link them, you could have two concepts. You could say, mitzui is ma'akev, right, that's the Rambam says the mitzui is ma'akev. Well, you could also say that mi'ila is removed after hazah. Haina, read Reb Chaim. To ladin hafkas mi'ila lo be'idan zrika ha'materes ba'achila. Rakiva denase ba'zrika ha'micha peres yatsu min de mi'ila. Just if you did something that brings some type of kapara, ubiyosir biir nire, to call dina de mi'ilo midina de kotche Hashem, hainu masha omdim le mitzvasam la avodas Hashem, the kima chana says zrika hamateras, de eno omed od lashem, memela nifka mide mi'ila, vlo ichpat lon klau, imlo have zrikas hamateras as a basar bachila, rak holshe nifka mimena dina de omed Hashem, as long as it's not omed Hashem anymore, there's no more din mi'ila, and that's even zrikas chaverta to be mosim mide mi'ila. But, so it's interesting then, if that's true, then the kapara, for the, let's say a chadas of, when is their kapara achieved? Even after just the zrika. Mitzui is not needed for the kapara then, according to this formulation. Again, you have to figure out what mitzui, if mitzui is like shvicha shirayim, so why should shvicha shirayim not be ma'akev and mitzui is ma'akev? So it must not exactly be the same. But that, again, birds might just have different rules. Birds can't have pidyon, right? Birds have different, birds don't have Baal Mum problems, only if it's missing an Aver, right? There are different rules by birds than by behemoth. So this could also be one. But again, what the mitzui is, that's something to think about. Aval shar dinim kagon lekovo bepigo venosar zekvar tali bedina dezrika hamatiras basar b'achila. Well, there's a basar lamahani zrika chaverta, and also doesn't help without the mitzui. Okay, so this is in terms of a problem with the shita of the Rambam, but that is regarding that. So we got to speak about chatas and ola, not ola yet, I'm sorry, but chatas of, and a lot of the related issues. We'll have to stop here. By Amarle, the next couple of dafim will be put up from the last one. I'm going to be giving some other shiurim in the next couple of days. Mishnah will pick up. Again, it'll be a little tricky with the Yom Tovim coming up, but the Hashem will pick up on probably on Daf Yud Gimel. Okay, we'll stop here, and we will continue.